Right, what you doing? Get back online?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Hey, hey, Road Dog.
What's going on? All right, I don't know what's going on. We just can't get it going tonight for some reason. This is crazy.
Well, you know, the saddest part about it, when you having a good time, that's what the devil do. The devil actually want to actually sit there and actually control everything. But we will not allow that tonight.
Right.
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, we gonna actually like put all these feats together.
Yeah, yeah.
My size 13.
What you
13.
Got? Hey,
your size 13.
Bro, no.
What you got? These, what you got? What you got?
I got a size 9.5 or 10 to these Bigfoot jokers.
So you ain't 9 and 1.
No. They always I don't know what. But I don't know if that's correct or not. Now
I got size 13 on.
But,
what you got? What you got going over it, bro? Size 2.
Yeah, I got 2. You know what I'm saying? We got one of them clits over here. We scissoring bitches.
Man, you had to say that now.
But you know,
we holding thighs and scrubbing.
So we got our brothers here. I got Patterson and I got Carter here. You know what I mean? And we sitting here. We just having fun. We just diving and all
fun,
and stuff
yeah.
like that. And it's a good thing to know. You
oh
know
yeah,
what I mean? And we had a conversation earlier about mental health,
mm-hmm.
and I was like explaining it.
Hey,
like,
hold on, I'm sorry, I got to do this. I love you, G man. I see somebody, and she know who she is. She's known from here to there to everywhere, and that is Queen. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead.
What, you the queen? I'm the king. Queen, and
I'm
am
sorry.
The king.
We got but Queen, you know, down here. I gotta do it.
Go right ahead.
So I know that we were having a conversation earlier about mental health, and
yeah.
I feel as though that for me personally, my mental health started
mm-hmm.
when I lost my mom,
mm-hmm.
and then Patterson, he already lost, like he lost mom and dad and all the stuff like that, and then Carter, he dad and all the stuff like that, but he dealing with some stuff with his mom and
mm-hmm.
all the stuff like that. So we all can relate to some kind of form of mental health, because when they gone, when they gone, you know what I'm saying? So when you actually think about it and all the stuff like that, our kids are gonna have to actually deal with the same thing when we
mm-hmm.
gone and all the stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the conversation we were having, I know we had like a bunch of glitch that was going on, but when you can actually have open, transparent conversation about that kind of stuff, actually, it actually opens your eyes out. You know what I mean? And then for me personally, like when I lost my mom and all that stuff like that, you know what I mean? The only person I wanted to talk to is her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't
yeah.
want to talk to no one. I still wanted to talk to her about just a conversation. You know, the night before my mom passed away, I called her. We talked 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that
when we talked 3 times and all
no
stuff like that. And then she was telling me, you know, she said, man, I'm doing Bible study and I'm listening to online stuff and all
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. She said, son, I'll call you back and all that stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. Then I call her back. I said, mom, you didn't call me back. And then the good Lord woke me up. It was
mm-hmm.
2 o'clock, 2:58. I always remember
mm-hmm.
that day on a Thursday morning. The good Lord woke me up.
Yes, sir.
And whatnot. He said, man, the dream that I had, the dream was like, it was like one of those confusing dreams. But then all of a sudden I got the call at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, like, man, your mom, blah, blah, blah. This is what's going on with your mom. But the Lord had woke me up at 2 something to actually
he'll
get me prepared for it.
He'll do it.
You know what I'm saying?
He'll do it.
And
mm-hmm.
I didn't even
Absolutely.
That actually, but I'm just saying that everybody go to some kind of mental health issue and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Because
like
you're
that.
Right. Because I know, like, the same thing. I mean, Coach Al, but that's how it was with, like, with our dad. It was like the day before. Like I said, agree with you with the glitch. But for everybody that's coming in now, the day before, we watched the Panthers game. He asked me to stay to watch the second game. He was on the grill. I was like, nah, I'm going to go do what like I normally do on Sundays. And then I don't answer. I have my block on my phone, so I don't answer it. And then, I don't know, it was like one of those, you get that call, and then that second call would normally be like the voicemail because it's going to block. But you just pop up. I literally popped up, and my ex at the time, I asked her, I was like, pass me my, you know, she passed me the phone. And I just checked that voicemail, and it was my mom screaming, and I just popped up. I was like, hey, look, open the gate. Because they had a dog. So I was like, open the gate, pull the car out, and no warm-up. I called Gerard, and I told him, I said, hey, look, I heard more on my voicemail. And she like, hey, this where we at, blah, 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 boom. It just go. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like you said, you know, it's one of these where it hits you. But then the thing about that Sunday was even on stand on the porch, he literally looked at me. He was like, hey, look, take care of your mama.
Yeah.
Yes, anything happened to me, take care of your mama.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, it was like a, you know, it's just one of them deals, you know? It hit you. Same thing. And one of his favorite songs, which was Dance My Father Again. And when I tell you, like, bro, I shit you not, I had that shit downloaded. Because, you know, back then, because, you know, he passed in 2011. He literally passed, what was that, Gerard? His birthday was the 25th. He passed on the 21st? 22nd? Something like that. So, but it was like, you know, sure. That was his favorite song. And I already had that song downloaded. It was on my flash drive. And when I tell you, I listened to that song on repeat so much. You know, it was like, you know what? In the car, that was my moment of myself with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I could play back all the times we had together and all that stuff. Because I had to be strong for her. You know what I mean? So that's when I could be vulnerable to myself.
So let me ask you a question right quick. You know, I'm you know, I like asking questions. So between a mom and dad passing away, is it a big difference?
His mom still living, right?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you, I wouldn't know because I'm not gonna lie to you. My mom is everything to me, but at the same time my dad was too.
Yeah.
It's like they was it was equally, but then you know, your mom gave birth to you.
Yes.
Your dad is gonna be the one that's gonna make you the man. But then on the flip side, your mom gonna make you a man too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, contrary to popular belief, your mom is gonna make you that man too, because those little things that your dad don't give you, your mom gonna make that shit tenfold.
That's right.
It's ten fucking fold. That's gonna make you whole.
Yeah.
You know. Both. You know. People want to say about you being weak and. Hey, you soft. No. That fucking vulnerability comes from your mom. And that's way stronger than anything, at least to me. I don't know, though, you know.
Look, I'm about to twist apart a little bit. I don't know what the hell happened to my cousin in New York, but he moved. If his mom and dad taught him the right way, he wouldn't have been a sugar mom right now. And nothing against the sugars. That's just me. Nothing against the sugar, but he's been that way since. I mean, we used to play together. He was 10 years old, and he was walking around with high heel and lipstick, and
he was into his sexuality.
Yeah, I mean, he
knew what he was gonna be.
Well, I tell you this. Excuse me, personally, I mean, you born how you born. That's my personal belief. You know, everybody say that God. You know, see now, this is my thing about it. Everybody say you are born in God's image. God's image is in everything, baby. Now we, you know, everybody have their whole thing about it, but it's like nobody choose that.
So I honestly think that, you know what I mean, we got like, so when you think about the crayons, I mean, like how many crayons we did in our life? I mean, so we all play with crayons. I mean,
Crayola got a big box.
So I mean, but
yeah, it's a big guy. Depending on which one you get, 48, 64.
But no, remember
a lot of colors.
No, think about it. The first one that they gave you back in the day.
That's the starter pack. The starter pack.
Eight. Then they get, because you need to know the, what do you call the colors? You need to know the right colors. Yeah. And what do they call the colors? back in the days. Yeah. The nutrients.
The primary colors.
Right. So then when they give you 16. Mm-hmm. That's the next set of colors.
Yeah.
And what they went to 24, right?
Yes.
And that's the next set of colors. So what I'm saying is that, like, we all had, like, somebody who had something to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and at the end of the day, I feel as though that the mental health stuff it plays an important part of our history.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
It is. It's very important. I think Greg mentioned earlier that particularly men and black men, we tend to act like that mental health, him or Wardell mentioned that, is a taboo. But mental health is something that need to be addressed, because men have mental, as well as women have mental health issues.
Man, you know.
And so we all have mental health issues. And the sad part about our society, I found out, was that at one point in 2014, I was working for York County, is that a lot of times that those with mental health.
But what you been doing in York County?
Sheriff Department.
Yeah.
So what you been doing? You been like
so you
had a lot of people that had issues.
Yes.
So they talked to you.
Guess what they done? I seen this for myself.
There you go.
Instead of treating the issues, out of the York County Sheriff Department, they locked them up.
Why?
Instead of treating them, and the officers felt bad. The ones in charge of the facility felt bad because they were not being treated. They felt the issue was that they need to be treated, but yet they're quick to arrest them and lock them up for mental health issues when there need to be treatment. Road Dog, we'll be back to you. Greg over here, him and Wardell. But yes. Yes, but that's what they done. They actually arrest them.
Yes, sir. You be careful.
Love you too,
baby. Yeah.
Yes, sir. But you know,
he better show up.
We can show up.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important and all that good stuff. I mean, like,
you better roll.
All right, I'm out here with you.
Yeah.
Bro, dog, what you saying?
I said no. I agree with everything you were saying.
Yes, sir. It's important. But, you know, we act like it's a taboo when it comes to men, especially black men. Yes.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, I think that we tend to sit down on a certain situation. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to table talk anything other than we able to talk it, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And every single thing that needed to be table talk, we need to table talk it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, a lot of people feel as though that we don't need to talk about mental health. A lot of people don't feel as though that we need to talk about different kind of sexual orienting. You call it, Gerard? I mean, like, when people talking about different orientated, I don't know. Orientation. Yeah, I mean, but you need kind of stuff, because that's the only way that people know, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's the saddest part about it. We sit here and I know at the end of the day, we joke and we laugh about it, but you don't know who's affected by us laughing about it, you know what I mean? So that can actually be a mental health issue, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like I don't know.
Yes.
You ahead, JP. I'm gonna let you roll because I'm trying to think before I say something. So I don't say anything stupid.
Yes. So yes. As they say, it has been something that I years ago, bro. I actually didn't think, you know, I didn't think much of mental health issues, especially among black men. But
we shed it out.
Yes.
So but, think about it now. So we can. I mean, and you know, I'll let you finish this, but we allow ourselves to actually, like, because we don't want to think We don't want to think about anything that we did in the past. We don't want to think about anything that happened to us in the past because we too
big. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of ladies, you know what I mean? They was like, yeah, I got abused. I got this happen. I got, I had this happen.
Yes.
And then it started triggering.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then we want to sit here and we want to say, well, I mean, where's the statute of a limitation?
Yeah, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, so we sit there and we handle it, but it's a lot of people that already been sexually assaulted.
Yes.
It's a lot of people that, go ahead.
Yes, and as Greg pointed out, something I have come to realize, and it has really hit home, is that we got a lot of black males that need mental health, need to see advisors for mental health issues. They have mental health. And I think that the women are, we got more issues with the women with mental health even more than the men. After talking with many over the years, talking with many females.
So what helped that? I mean, like, everybody admitting to that they have something that, going on, and they need to go see.
It's like an alcoholic denying that he's not an alcoholic and he can quit drinking when he wants. Once we admit we as a race admit that we have mental health issues. Think about this. We used to think that black people didn't commit suicide. But we have come to realize that blacks commit suicide. Yes. All would go, as they say, go postal. And, you know, think about this. We all remember the time when there have been school shootings. And the first person we asked, was they white?
And, oh, it's black.
Yeah, and that's now black. We've learned that black people commit acts also. And we've learned that black folks also have mental damage. And I have seen that the black man and the black woman have mental health issues and need counseling just like anyone else.
Right.
Yeah, just like anyone else. And I think it's even more prevalent in the black woman. And not because of what the black man has done, but because of the situations perhaps that they put themselves in, with being in the wrong relationship with them. And so, but mental health is something that's real, and it's something that's real in the black community, and it's something that needs to be addressed. It's something that we as men and women need to address, we need help with,
that's right.
And we need to get that help.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I agree with that.
Yes. Anything else, Greg?
So what do you go from when they say that you go like, well, as far as the middle thing would be like, hey, this is as far as like in a relationship standpoint of like you've been through something and then you become so jaded from what you was in a previous relationship, you don't mean to bring it into your new relationship, but it trickles into it.
Yeah, always.
So you got to remember too, man, a lot of people, they will actually like jade any conversation because they want you to be like the perfect person. You know what I'm saying?
And they and just to interject while Greg is talking, you know, social media is what's got things out of whack. People look at social media and they think that real lives are like that. And it's me and these guys were talking earlier that the divorce rate, according, I remember many years ago when I was a young man, that the divorce rate was at 50%. Now the divorce rate is at 80%. And did you know that even though the divorce rate is at 80%, most of those divorces are not initiated by the man, but they're initiated by the woman. And then if you ask the question, why are we divorcing, according to research and according to...
You know why? Because we're 15 to 25.
Yeah. Okay, well, Rex at 15 to 25.
That's what we are most vulnerable.
Yes.
15 years old and we're 25.
Yeah.
And that's when, because the peak level.
Yeah.
I mean, so think about it. The peak level of a lady is totally different than a man.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys agree?
Well, Greg say that.
No, but
Do you guys, I mean, like.
I've told you before, Greg, that a man doesn't hit the wall. But these women know they hit the wall at 30 years old, 28, 30 years old, they hit the wall. Mm-hmm. And at that point, they, all of a sudden, they men are looking at something. They're looking, men older than them are looking at younger women. And so, all of a sudden, especially above 30, each year above 30, they're less likely to be unmarried by a man or picked by a man for marriage. And so we find that we find a lot of women. Guess what? According to another study I found, black women are the most single race in America. Are the most unmarried race in America. They're the most single women raising children in America.
So by you saying that,
yes.
So you saying that in Charlotte, Atlanta,
yes, I mean, speaking in general,
in
all over the U.S.,
South Carolina,
I mean, North Carolina, California, Georgia, Tennessee, Maryland, you name it, Vermont. That the black woman is the most unmarried race.
So why is that,
though? In America? And they're saying it goes back to the fact that they're staying unmarried intentionally because they're still out there looking for the Prince Charming that doesn't exist because of social media. And then around 30, they have been passed around, and that's the term I'm going to use.
Whoa. You say passed around.
Yeah. I won't take that back. I don't care who called in, get mad, whatever.
So how you mean passed around?
Passed around. A woman is passed around. A man can't be passed around.
So why we can't be passed around?
He's a pass around. But
so you say?
No, we do the pass it around.
So, what's the difference between us passing around and they passing around?
I guess, fellas, that can be something as a male hoe, but I've never met one. Yeah, but well, anyway, and so at one point, once they've gotten older, they're looking for that high quality male where they've been passed around. And then all of a sudden, men won't marry them.
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable with it because
the pass around.
Yes, because
so, I mean, so I yes. mean, like, I mean, what, like, I mean, for me personally,
Greg,
the word pass around.
They've been passed around. If they've been passed through, I've been ran through. It is true terminology, no doubt about it.
So why we can't say that about the man?
Ben, you can't pass through a man because he has an organ. He you don't pass him around. He pass around. Females are passed around and ran through. Men can't be passed around. If I get in trouble saying this, I don't regret it. And so a man can't. I ran through. Female. We have an organ, and she has a vagina. That's what makes the difference.
But as a man, we run through things too. So we pass around.
So as Greg mentioned, we run through. So we are the runner through us. We're not ran through, but females can be ran through because she has a vagina. So
the argument is illogical.
The argument is illogical. We all know that. A man can go out there and sleep with 50 women. That don't make him a hoe. A woman can go out.
It's the same thing, though.
Yeah. He's not a hoe.
But how a man can
sleep he's a hoe maker.
You tell me I can sleep with 50 men. Yeah. You, I mean, 50 women. You can tell me I'm,
you're not a hoe. You're a hoe
but
maker.
But a woman
can sleep with 5 men and she's a hoe.
No, I disagree.
But wouldn't that make both parties a hoe if they sleep with 50?
He's a whole maker because he's a man. That's just we don't like these standards that have been set up by society, but that's the way it's been. Hey, think about this. I want you fellas to think about this, Ben Chris. King Solomon, a man, a righteous and holy man. King Solomon had all those wives, all those concubines, but we never find that the Bible referred to him as a hoe. But yet, when a woman in the Bible had more than one man, it say that she was committing whoredom. So,
so we gonna listen to this message right quick.
So I got a message.
Hello, hello. This is Technica T. Yeah, that's me. I'm listening real quick. Just for the little bit that I got in. Today, if we be real, there is men's being passed around and ran through. And, you know, I'm here for a mature conversation. I'm just listening in, but this is the truth. So what's happening in today's world? This is Technical T. Yeah, that's me.
No, Greg, it's not possible. Greg, it's not possible for a man to be. Can you respond to that?
No, go ahead.
No. Yeah. Hey, yeah, you respond to it.
All of that responded in, but I'm still in disagreement that you just cannot pass. A man cannot be ran through. A man cannot be passed around. A man is one that passes around. A man is the one that runs through.
That it's just that simple. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like,
yes. So, but yeah, I want y'all to think about something. Abraham, let's look at biblically.
No, let me ask you a question. So why we can't pass through though?
We can't. You got me, because we have a woman has a vagina and we don't. So we are entering in. We're not. Think about that. We're entering in. That's why she's ran through. We're not ran through.
So by her being ran through, she's being passed around.
She's
so,
passed.
But
when she moved from man to man, she's passed around.
But if we do what we do and we stick and go,
yes, yeah,
we doing the same thing.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
we're being culprits. No, we're guilty of being culprits.
We like the river that's being ran through.
That don't make us any better, Greg.
We're guilty, so we're sticking and going. So yes. We're passing around. We're sticking and going.
Yes. Hey, ladies, some of you may be offended to what I'm saying, but I didn't set the standard. That's just the way it is. And we got
another message right quick. We're going to play this message. Here we go.
But the thing is, when it comes to the spiritualness, people get passed around and get ran through. Because when your wallet get ran through... and a female pass you off to the next female because she done got what she got. And the man can think he passing that woman off, but you see what I mean? So we can go with the physicalness of the flesh, but when it comes to the spiritual, oh my goodness. Oh, it's different, you know, and it's real. So yeah, this technical tea, yeah, that's me. No, seriously, I'm not offended. You know, I just hope don't none of the guys get offended because of my response.
T-T.
You know, technically speaking, I am very deep and, you know, it's the spiritual thing for me. So you can understand things on a deeper level. Like I said, it's technical T. Yeah, that's me.
So
technical T, we like the way you're thinking. Sure, and I have to be in agreement with you. No more responses. I have to be in agreement with you on that.
So which one? I mean, she had multiple response.
Yeah, yeah.
So you talking about the last one?
Yeah, the whole conversation. I'm with technical T. That is spiritually looking at it, that a lot of times they can get what they want from that man and send him on his way.
So, I mean, but why it gotta be about us, though? I mean, look,
why
I'm
it gotta be about the women?
So, I mean, but I'm confused right now. Because what got me confused is that we sit there and we do the bulk of the work. So think about this. Now, I know a lot of ladies gonna hate what I'm about to say. I know. We sit there, we put gas in the car. We open the doors.
I don't open the doors.
Well, I mean, you might not, but you're different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't cook gas. You don't cook dinner?
Yes, I cook sometimes.
Okay, so you naughty. I mean, you're a naughty man.
Yes.
So, I mean, on my behalf and all that stuff like that, I do them kind of stuff that actually, but like at the end of the day, like these women want to be treated with like, they want to be treated right. You know what I mean? So what we do as men, we actually like once you actually open the Pandora box,
mm-hmm.
you cannot. I mean, like, who yeah, you know yes. that actually can change? Well, a lot of people change.
So,
they
so can I?
Bro, sorry, go ahead.
No. Great. No, great. You go ahead and finish because I've been bad at cutting you off in the past. You finish, and then I want to ask y'all a question. Go ahead and finish.
He interrupt for a reason. Go ahead, brother.
No. I just thought about it.
Go ahead, bro.
No, but what I was going to ask you was, I don't forgot now.
Bro, no, you might be my hand tied up now.
But I'll just side up. Okay, then. So,
yeah, but the only reason why you can forget right now is because you fluffing chips.
Yes. But anyway, but what I would say is here, that things have certainly changed in our nation, being a Western society.
Yeah, between, but I understand it, but I'm confused by the fact that, hey, brother, I mean, me, you said, you know for a fact that we'll try to do for our woman. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the knuckleheads that don't do what they supposed to be doing at all. Yes. So, I mean, it's some nice ladies that these knuckleheads get.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, they be like, why this person cheated on me? Yeah. The reason why they cheated is because you didn't give them the full treatment. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Roe and Gerard know for a fact how to treat a lady. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we on this journey together. We want to treat our ladies right.
Yeah. You know yes.
So I'm, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of a mental health issue that these guys not doing what they supposed to be doing. And these nice-looking ladies actually shoot down to their level.
Yes.
But you can go ahead. Yes. You can go ahead, Ro. My bad.
Yes.
No. You good because I'm not going to lie to you. JP, you go ahead because I can't remember.
Yes.
Oh.
I was just going to go back again to Technical T and Chris Thema, y'all, if I'm saying that right, and other listeners here in the United States. I don't know if you ladies have realized, but men really have changed their mindset when it comes to women. And you say, what do you mean by that? Men feel like they're no longer appreciated, hardworking men that want to do right, men that love their families, men that respect their families, men that would respect women because of these. It seems to me that this new generation, I'm speaking this new generation, loves the Pookie and Ray Ray are the bad boy. And they've acknowledged that, yes, they love the bad boy because good men are boring. And so this has really further made the situation when it comes to men and women, African men and African women, black men and black women, getting along in the situation of marriage. And we see that marriage has really dropped in this economy, and the black woman is the largest single population. I've read it several places. It's the largest single population in America.
But do you agree that we as men, we create the narrative for our ladies?
Yes.
We want to sit there and we want to run through them.
Part of it is our fault.
And we don't actually want to sit there and take the time and actually treasure them.
Yes. A lot of it is the men's fault, and the women have acknowledged and admitted and told us that part of it's all, not all of it's our fault, because when they know from wrong.
So think about it. It got to be our fault. Because
not all of it is our fault.
No, I'm not saying all, but I'm just saying that some of it got to be our fault. Think about it. If you really think
check
about
the message, Greg.
I'm going to check the message after I say this.
Big guy, how you feeling? You still got energy?
I mean,
how much longer you want to go? How much longer we got to go?
So no,
we getting all kind of messages. No. He went raising hell.
No, but
Greg, you got a message? Answer the message.
I'm answering message.
Answer the message. Am I right, big guy? We got to answer these people. Answer the message, Greg.
Look, you played it.
I understand what you're saying, but you know, I went through my fair share of things, my younger ages and stuff. And today, you know, me being married to my husband, you know, we've been together for 17 years. We will be married for 12 years. My husband is 4 years younger than I am. You know, he's 36 and I'm 40. My ex-husband is 10 years older than my husband is at this time. And there's a difference that I'm noticing. So this is why I just kind of see things different, you know. Just technical tea, yeah, that's me.
Our technical tea.
You can drink some wine.
We appreciate that. Hey, technical tea. My wife is actually 7 years older than me.
And my brother.
And I have been with her for 30 something years. So yes. So my hat's off to you.
And I just believe that each person, female, male, they would have to be mature enough and actually know what they want, have experienced certain things in life, or exactly understanding of knowledge and got wisdom so they can, you know, flow properly. I just think at the end of the day, you know, when you support one another, in the way that it is for us to, it'll be great. This technical tea. Yeah, that's me.
Technical tea. What can I say? I love the way you're talking, baby. That's all I can say. I love the way you're talking. I'm in agreement with you. I am 57 years old, been with my wife, 30 something years. She's 7 years old.
Whoa. I'm about to change it up for a second. So you saying you've been married to your wife for how long?
Yeah, I shacked up. Yeah, I've been married to my wife for 23 years, I think.
Y'all been together for how long?
33 years.
So you don't think about the 15 and 25?
Man, that's my baby. I don't think I don't think about anything.
So you
but my baby.
So you wasn't like, 20. You wasn't 25 years old when you met your baby.
I was 19 years old when I met my baby, and I'm 50.
So when you met her at 19, that was the best time of your life, right?
Oh, it was, and it's still the best time of my life.
I'm just saying. I mean, like,
you gonna get me crossed up, big guy.
I'm
it's still the best time of my life. You know, I look forward to seeing her every day.
So I mean, like, so the most important thing. I mean, like, I look at life like. For me personally, I can actually tell each and every single person this. I love life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You have to.
I don't love the gamble in life,
mm-hmm.
but I can actually accept life. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I can accept the things that comes with it. You know what I mean? So that's why we all, you know what I mean, play a part
mm-hmm.
in our life, mm-hmm. in our mental health. We all play a part in doing things that we need to do, which is the right thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, man, we might meet somebody that might not be good
yeah.
for us.
Yes.
You know, but we will never yeah. ever know that yeah. until we actually go like taking them out and all that stuff yeah. like that.
I have been with women, my wife, that were not good for me.
So would you interview still had sex with them and you left them?
I enjoyed it.
We got a message.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hit the play button, right?
Gerard.
Wow, that's funny. My husband was 19 and I was 23. My husband was 19. It's so funny because I ain't gonna lie, I just start feeling it was something going on. I feel like there's a gap in certain generations where the younger man's are more mature and ready for things than a lot of these older men's. And I do believe it do have something to do with how they were raised, their home situation, their environments and stuff like that. I think a lot of these things play a major role. Because it can make you want to do better, or it can allow you to stay within what you learned, you know. But this technical tea, yeah, that's me.
Wait, but over here and help me. Yes, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. I can't take away from what you've stated, and I can't add to what you've stated. 100%. It's the way that they have been raised and what has been instilled in them. And I think that a lot of what has been instilled in men my age was a good thing. And now these things are not being taught to men or women. And that's why
we're... So why not, though? I mean, like, because if you own your... So think about it. If you got your own house and you own every single thing. Why should I have my... you own your stuff.
That could be a male or female. We got independent women now that own their own homes, make plenty of money. My granddaughter makes over $120,000 a year.
But is your granddaughter happy?
I never bothered to ask her because that's my granddaughter. I know one thing. She makes more money than I ever made working. Like I say.
So let me just go ahead and tell you this. The most important thing about before you get up, because I know you gotta
keep talking.
But the most important thing about life is that ladies and women and girls, they want someone who's gonna relate to them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and at the end of the day, is if we as men, if we don't relate to what they got going on, it's gonna be a struggle to us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It should go both ways, but you know what I mean? Like,
it is. Here's what. In technical team, we men here really appreciate you and others that have fun. But here's what it is. We men have realized that men are supposed to be the providers and the protectors of the family.
Yeah.
But they cannot protect what they can, as the Honorable Louis Farrakhan has said, they cannot protect what they cannot control.
How you mean by that?
In the sense that my wife, if I tell my wife, hey, baby, we're at a game. Mm-hmm. Hey, just leave it alone. If she's in an argument with someone, I expect her to leave it alone, leave that situation alone. I don't know about you guys, but I seen a guy actually, I go on social media sometimes, but I'm not caught up in it like most people. I seen a guy get knocked out because his wife was arguing with another guy. Then she hauled off and slapped the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guy pushed her, and then the husband had to intervene or the boyfriend, and he got knocked out at a game.
And I don't want to cut you off, but at the end of the day, I just did. So I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you off. But you know what?
But Louis Farrakhan said, think about it, this is a wise man.
Yeah.
We cannot protect what we cannot control.
So
it's still up to the woman to, the Bible say, wives be submissive unto your own husbands.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that.
Because Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair and
those are wrestlers.
Yeah, but I mean, those are the people wrestlers. Those are people I listen to.
You should be listening to.
I listen to Dusty Rhodes. He said, Telly Blanchard.
Husbands love your wives.
But he said, Telly Blanchard. I would tell you something, Telly Blanchard.
Husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church. So we husbands have, so God didn't leave us innocent. He put a responsibility on all our part. So, we ought to love our wives even as Christ loved the church.
Telly Blanchard won't be a prophet.
Yeah.
Telly Blanchard, I mean, like,
man, and
so Dusty Rhodes told us that long time ago that Telly Blanchard was a cream part of his situation. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna tell y'all this,
man.
I'm gonna play this message.
Wow, that's funny. My husband was 19 and I was 23. My husband was 19. It's so funny because I ain't gonna lie, I just start feeling it was something going on. I feel like there's a certain, it's a gap in certain generations where the younger man's are more mature and ready for things. than a lot of these older men. And I do believe it do have something to do with how they were raised, their home situation, their environments and stuff like that. I think a lot of these things play a major role, because it can make you want to do better, or it can allow you to stay within what you learned, you know. But this technical to you, that's me.
So, I mean, after listening to that, I had to actually circle the wagon. And I thought about it is, no. No youngin' guy can actually show you. I mean, like, I don't care if he, and I said 15 to 25. So the only reason why I say 15 and 25 is because as a guy, we actually love having sex from 15 to 25.
I love having
sex. 16, 17,
18, 19, 20. Technically, I love having sex at 57.
You 57?
Yeah. I am 57.
Dang, you an old cat.
Now, man. Keep talking. I am 57.
But how you interrupt me while I actually
get... Because you deserve it.
So we're going to play this message right quick.
But the thing is about that, that just like this. These men today, if we be real, can have a real woman, and they will hurt her heart for what they will call eye candy. Okay? And that eye candy can't do nothing. Like I said, a woman can run through a man and pass him around and send him back home to his woman. You see? So, when you have a woman and you go through things, things can happen. But when you have that ratchet one, you know which kind of one you put your eyes on. And if she that tight, then you have to be ready for that fight. Because other than that, a true respectful woman.
So let me tell y'all this, man. I used to date this girl. Her name used to be Butter Pecan. And her first name was Pecan. I was like, man, nobody would name a child Pecan.
Mm-hmm.
But the mom did.
Mm-hmm.
So the first name used to be, and I hate to say this because I try not to actually do live things. I do live things, but I try not to actually put names and all the stuff like that. But her name used to be Patricia. So at the end of the day, Patricia was the type of person that she sat there. She knew for a fact that she can actually ad-lib. She can actually tell you this and that. But she didn't tell her parents that she loved having sex. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that's the problem. It's like a lot of people like sugarcoat a lot of actually situation and all that stuff like that. And we as guys, we go through it like we sitting there on this person to actually sit there and have a whole conversation with us about why certain things don't happen and all that stuff like that. So I'm good. I'm good. Don't you grab my cup. I'm trying to cut. But at the end of the day, man, what? You just messed me up.
I keep talking now. Come on, you just can't just quit talking like that.
And the same thing go for us women's, young women's, you know. All this stuff matters, you know, and that's just something I learned, you know, how young women are raised and everything. Like, it really do matter. So,
yeah.
That's another thing.
Yes, you're correct. It does matter with women and with men.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, like, we as men, I mean, like, trust me, our track record is not good.
My track record is good.
No, I'm just saying, your track record might be good, but...
Matter of fact, my track record is great.
All right, so if I go to...
If I go to Japan, woman named Dot Patterson.
No.
If I go to Japan, my track record is good. You go to the Philippines, my track record is good. You go to North, South Korea, my track record is good. You go to California, my track record is good. You go to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, my track record is good.
Hello? Oh, yeah. He said his track record is good in South Korea. She said, you lie.
Yeah, okay.
And it's Husan,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. I mean, on a serious note, I mean, like, we try to actually make the conversation, like, more, you know, like, a lot of people can understand that mental health actually have a lot to do with our choices, you know what I'm saying?
It does.
So we choose, at the end of the day, we joking around, but we choose certain situations, and it can mess our mental health up, you know what I mean?
And you know, you're my best friend.
Yeah.
And I joke and give you a hard time because you give me a hard time. But I tell you what, a good woman, a man likes peace in his life.
Yeah.
Ladies, don't let nobody fool you. More important than anything else is a man's peace. And I hear women all the time say that. I need a man that can handle me. A man don't want to handle a woman. A man wants a woman that can handle herself. And he wants to be able to come home to some peace and some quietness, some sandwiches, some silence, and some sex. And they call it the three S's: sex, silence, and sandwiches. And that's just the way it is. That's the way we're wired. That's the way God made us, and it's not going to change.
Yeah.
But that's what's in a man. Men are logical. That's the way God made us. That's why our mind function. Women are emotional. So women are emotional. Men are logical. We're going to think before we act. Women, on average, are going to act before they think. And
oh,
that's
really?
Yes. And like I say, my 57 years of living, I've seen it over and over again. And with my wife, whom I've been with 30-something years, that's my baby, my daughter. I got two granddaughters. They think before they act. And then it comes to granddaddy or to daddy to straighten it out, who acts, who thinks before he acts. And because they are emotional, where we are logical in all things. And that's the way God made us. And that's not a fault. That's just the way it is. And so what we have to do is learn that there's difference. We can't expect women to act like men and expect men to act like women. That's just the way it is.
We got another message.
Yeah. The thing is, for technical Tia, that's me. I got pregnant with my first son at 15. I had him at 16. So at the end of the day, it's still based on how you were raised, things that was instilled in you, if you do truly believe in the Lord, on a spiritual level of things. And see, I don't get into religion. I go by faith and not by sight. I believe in the Lord. Like, it's just a lot of things, you know, if we have to be real. Okay? This is Technical T. Yeah, that's me.
Technical T, my oldest granddaughter, she was pregnant just like you. Technical T, my oldest granddaughter, she was pregnant at 15, and she had her first child at 16. So she's in the same situation that you're in, but right now she's graduated from college. She's an RN. She makes more money than I make, which I should have been retired by now. So things happen. And I always tell women and men that those children that come along, they might have not been planned by you, but they were planned by God.
Mm.
And they were planned for a reason.
Mm.
And so that's all right. So, but what we have to do is keep that head up and keep moving forward and realize that God is still in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And as I stated again, my oldest granddaughter had her. She was pregnant at 15. My daughter was pregnant at 14 with her. And so my granddaughter's pregnant at 15, and she had her son at 16, and I'm proud of all of them. Wouldn't take nothing for any of them, and I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, at the time, it stressed me out, worried me, aggravated me, made me mad, made me want to punch somebody. But, man, right now, when I look back, I wouldn't take nothing for my babies. That's just the way it is.
Mm.
So you're all right.
Yeah, another message.
And that's the thing, because see, even though these are the things that the Lord have given, but guess what? Us women still come from a man. And this is what people need to understand. So, with that being said, it is still for a man to cherish his wife. So, it ain't never meant for him to, like, you know, obey. But if he cherish her, he would definitely listen. So, see, that's what women's want. To feel that. Now, this is Technical T. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, and that's you. Technical T, I've always said that if women knew how to treat a man, they can get anything they want from him. And I mean, that's just like my wife. She's got it made. And she can get, if I got it, she can get it. But if these women figured out, and yes, it's our responsibility to cherish. As I said, Christ didn't lay responsibility on the woman. He didn't tell the woman to love your husband as I love the church. He told the husbands to love your wives even as I love the church. But he told the women to be submitting to your own husband.
That's right.
But the husband's instructions was to love the wives.
That's right.
And as I love the church.
That's right.
And so you hit it right on the head. I can't add anything to it. You got that right. And I do believe that if we would love our wives as Christ loved the church, and if the wives would submit themselves unto husbands in obedience and respect, right. Oh, man, it would be just a great thing here.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We got one more, right?
Here we go. And that's the thing. If men's would truly honor and cherish the woman will automatically want to do her part, you know, when they don't have that extraness to worry about, you see. So once a woman have that secureness and feel protected and provided for, she'll be all right. This is Technical T. Yeah, that's me.
You gonna play that?
And these are the things that I have to learn. You know, people take things so literally, and that's the point. They miss the spiritual. So when people can't get out of their carnal minds, they will never get to that spiritualness, that realm where they can see things and understand why. The reasons and things behind stuff. So that's where people have to get to in these times and their points of life and things. But they have to be willing and wanting that for themselves. This Technical T, yeah, that's me.
One more. We got one more.
And that's not always true, because a woman can be hand and foot. I'm talking about, listen, am I... First marriage, like, you can weigh hand and foot on a man, and if that man's heart is full of crap, it's nothing a woman can do, okay? There's nothing, and I've definitely experienced that, and that's being true. I mean, you can even be making sure everything cooked, clean, kids in order, house in order, scrape toe jams from between their toes. And if they for the hoes, that's where they go.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, so true. So true. Great game. Thoughts on that? Mm. No.
It just seemed like...
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yes. And you are 100% correct for that. It seems that some people are attracted to that type of person.
Yeah.
You know, but a good man, a good woman should not be attracted to that type of person, because in the end, it won't benefit them. They'll be unhappy. They'll never be satisfied.
Yeah.
closed a lot for us, big guy, the professional way.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a good thing. You know, the best part about it is that I want to thank you for participating.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, it actually, like, feel good for someone to actually participate when they know that they going through something.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank all the participants, and especially thank you, Technical T, because it gives us something to talk about and we can relate.
Yeah.
We've been around a little while now. We're let the founder of this podcast close out, but we thank you for participating. Thank you all.
And you know, and like before my brother come, always please make sure you get your mental health check. You know what I'm saying? Talk to someone. Don't let your anger blow up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we do have one more message going on, and my brother gonna play it right quick.
And you know, the music, back in the day, they had this song, they used to play, I Need a Roughneck, or Gotta Get a Roughneck. They used to sing that, I need a roughneck, gotta get a roughneck, I need a roughneck, gotta get a... And these young girls, they end up thinking they want that tough guy, and then when that guy become abusive, beat you, and do all this stuff, but then they run from the dudes that come their way. Listen, this is what it set the young women up for, especially the ones who grew up without father figures in their home, their fathers or anything, you know? So, it gets deep. This Technical T, yeah, that's me.
Technical T, I know we got to close. We trying to come to a close. But that song talks about the roughneck. That's the Pookie and the Ray Ray that I've talked with these guys about. Yeah, that the Pookie and the Ray Ray. The Pookie and the Ray Ray is the guy that will steal your car.
Yeah.
He would let you go to work and he sit at home and wait on you to get the paycheck.
No, get it right now. He will take you to work.
He will take you to work.
Drive your car and you put gas in your own car.
You put gas in your own car and he will pick his other girlfriend up while you're at work.
We got one more message, bro.
You are right. And so me and these guys have sat here and we've talked about that. And women, I have tried to figure it out, but women this day are attracted to the Pookie and the Ray Ray, and it just messes me up. I am dumbfounded on why, because I've always wanted just a good woman, and they tell me that the good men are boring. The man that works on the garbage truck that makes $20-$25 an hour, comes home every day, she know where he's at, he's boring. The man that goes to a job in a restaurant, a manager, makes $100,000 a year, comes home to his family every day, he's boring.
Yes.
And so the Pookie, but the drug dealer, the cat on the street that they don't know what he's doing, the cat that would cheat on, the cat that would beat him, they say that's what they're attracted to.
Yeah.
And I have not figured it out. But now, if you look, things have not changed with men. Men still want good, wholesome, respectful, submissive women, but women don't want good quality, high quality, hard-working men. They want the Pookies and the Ray Rays. And so that's my thought. Yeah. I know we got to close here, but we're going to...
So we're going to play these three messages. Right quick.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we'll be good.
Yes.
Now, that's really good, especially for the men today, because the man's really, really needs help with their mental health. A lot of men don't want to admit it because they don't want to seem soft. And especially in this world today, when you have a lot of mans that going to be want to be feminine. So, yeah, I really appreciate that for y'all shooting that out there. So hopefully it definitely can help, you know, and for women too. This Technical T, that's me. It's been real listening to five guys in a conversation.
Like, babe, we have enjoyed you.
Got one more. We got two more.
Yes. Yes. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, we got one more.
I use the Ray Ray scenario too, you know, because a lot of people always be like, this person, he's so good, he do this, he got honor roll, graduating and doing, help old women take their groceries to the door. But Ray Ray could be around the corner shooting and robbing people, and then when Ray Ray get popped, everybody be talking about, oh, Ray Ray was such a good kid, this, that, and the other. Now they need a GoFundMe for Go Ray Ray. You know, so I use that scenario too. It's beautiful. This technical to you, that's me. I ain't gonna say nothing else, y'all. I'm gonna let y'all close y'all show out, but y'all's cool.
You go too, baby.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much. We enjoy it.
One more. Last one, not least.
And today, that's because you got so many women that work for themselves and make their own money. And if they could go buy a toy and be happy, then, you know, something that they work hard for, they not going to turn to no male. And they're not going to let a male come in between what they have. And that's what's happening today. It's not that they don't want to. It's just now they just don't know what to except because of what have happened throughout these broken generations. But yeah, this technical tea. That's me.
All right. That was a great show tonight. We gave you something a little bit different from Run and Tell That. So hopefully we'll be able to get Patterson and Wardell. See if we can get them to come back, and we will hopefully have, we won't have any glitches. But y'all got anything? We can go ahead and close out. Bro, you got anything? Did he say anything? No. All right then. All right, well, you'll see us next week. We have a live show that's uploading on YouTube. This episode will be on all podcast platforms by tomorrow night. All right. We're out.
Thank you. Appreciate you, big guy.